Hello, I'm Craig Constantine. Welcome to the 2022 Art of Retreat in the Cascade Mountains outside of Seattle. I'm talking with Eric Rossi. Welcome, Eric.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. It's beautiful out here.
Sometimes I wonder how long we can play this ping pong match. I'm just kidding. So your session was about preschool. I don't want to say child development, but what I should say is that you're known as the preschool parkour coach. And I don't know that I've ever, I was going to say, heard someone pigeonholed that way, but that's kind of like the mean way to put it, right? Where, I know you have an educational background, and I'm wondering, when did you first see the connection or the opportunity for parkour coaches to really focus on this field? Is that the right word for it?
Yeah, I would say field works, age group. So when I started teaching in gyms, it was in 2015, and it was a brand new gym in northern New Jersey. And we were trying to figure out what programs fit in the space, how to fill the time, how to fill the space. It was a combination climbing and parkour gym with like 50-foot walls. At one point, I was asked, you know, what age groups I was comfortable with. And in my past, I have worked with like all infants, three-year-olds, five-year-olds, like doing swim lessons, and in some parkour-related scenarios, going to after-school programs and things like that. And so I was like, yeah, I'd be comfortable 3 years old starting there, and we can go 3 to 5 and have different age groups. So 2015 is when we. Based on my education coming out of university, focusing a lot on child development, I felt very comfortable providing value to that age group.
Do you think that I always hate to generalize, but do you think that the average parkour organization sort of thinks of that age group as like an opportunity for sort of like, maybe not childcare, but like, oh, well, we can watch them, you know, we can take care of them and we can give them some activity. But I get the feeling that you're thinking there's a lot more that can be accomplished in those first few years. Like, I'm not a priest. I don't know much about that developmental age. So I'm thinking there's a lot in there that people like me who don't know what's going on at that age, that we could just be like, oh, yeah, it's just going to be some physical activity. It's like miniature version of parkour class. But I'm gathering there's a lot more going on in that age.
I mean, yeah, for sure. It's kind of like that from birth to 5 years old. We are growing the fastest that we will ever grow in our lives. We have the most malleability in our minds and our bodies in that time. And so it is an extremely like valuable moment in time for kids. And as far as like teaching that and coaching it and honing it, one of my favorite things to point out is the idea of movement role models. Even if that child is just coming to your gym and moving with you as a coach, even if it's the most simple games, they are getting the experience of a movement role model who's able to get down on the ground with them, crawling around on their hands and feet, going over obstacles that most people, they're not going to be getting. Most children aren't going to be getting in their daily lives, because we've all grown up in kind of this more sedentary society with sidewalks and grocery stores. Not to knock sidewalks and grocery stores, it's just the realities and the environments that influence our movement. So to that, I would say even if that child is just coming in to play in your space, even if you do just create a time that you call, for example, at the gym I work in, at the movement park, we have what's called recess. So there's open gym, and then there's recess. Recess is for those children in our like junior classes, essentially like 4 to about 6 years old. They can come in and they can have some fun. So they're not training with the big kids, but they have their own time. So even if it's just that, where they're coming in and they're enjoying movement with you, to see you move and advocate their movement, that is immensely valuable.
I think you make a number of great points, but the one that jumped out at me is what's the parent's experience of sort of like being in the outer orbit of seeing the children respond to what the coaches are doing? And like that feels to me like the parents might discover there's a new advocate for their children that they hadn't realized maybe that they were missing.
That's a great point, honestly. I would say in a lot of ways, you're not just teaching kids. you're also teaching parents. Especially in this age group, I fully encourage parents to stay and watch the class. In fact, where we are at, it's kind of a requirement where parents hang out and watch the class, and they get to learn too. And I would love to see coaches kind of grow to be comfortable in teaching the parents while they are teaching the students. Like, for example, as I am spotting the children, as I am leading them through a class of a group of three-year-olds through a class, I'll also be calling out to the parents every now and then. It's like, say, oh, I love this activity because it encourages this. Or, so right now I'm helping so-and-so up on top of the wall, and I'm spotting specifically right here to help encourage their own strength to kind of get them up while giving them a little bit of support throughout the movement, and not hindering their mobility, things like that. So I'll be like pointing out different things so parents can take it with them. But overall, as far as I have seen, parents who do stick with it for a little bit, and organizations that are able to convey kind of the importance in the way that I'm stating it right now, those parents walk away fully understanding the benefits, the fact that this is a whole child event, kind of outside of any more like sport-specific movement situation.
If I understand correctly, this is sort of the beginning of your journey of trying to share your passion for this preschool development, you know, like into the larger parkour coaching space. So were there any surprises at your session, things that jumped out at you or things that the participants did or asked that you weren't expecting?
Yeah, I would say the general idea of a little bit of a privileged space that I get to come from. Like, the gym that I work at is full of moms and some preschool teachers. It just happened to be that way. And now, like, so when parents come in, we are like immediately qualified as a competent gym who knows like all the ins and outs of how to care for their child. And also as a 32-year-old preschool teacher dude, like I have this experience and this confidence to step up and say, I am a movement educator. I am fully competent and capable of conveying that to the families and sharing this movement with the kids on a deeper level. So the understanding that there is that privilege and that I now need to figure out how to empower and grow the confidence and the knowledge base of individuals who maybe you are 20 years old and you are a parkour athlete and you just stepped into the coaching space, kind of learning how to help facilitate continued education and confidence in that individual for them to be able to teach the younger children, or, you know, even help inform their teaching of slightly older children, like 7 and up. So that's probably the biggest thing that came through, was understanding the experience levels that different people have in the realm of child development.
Eric, we've had a couple conversations, not on mic, over the years. It's a pleasure to get a chance to talk to you again. I'm glad that we get to share you with the rest of the world. So thanks for taking the time.
I really appreciate it, Craig. This is a lot of fun, honestly.
If you want to find out more, you can reach Eric Rossi on Instagram @coacheric.pk. Thanks for listening.